This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia made its case to the world on Saturday for the war in Ukraine, repeating a series of grievances about its neighbor in the West to tell the UN General Assembly meeting the world leaders at Moscow had no choice but to take military action. At the heart of Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's address was a claim that the United States and its allies, not Russia, as West maintains, are aggressively undermining the international system that the UN represents. The speech was Russia's chance to respond to days of denunciations from the podium at the premier and the annual gathering of presidents, premiers, monarchs, and government ministers. The war has largely dominated the discussion, with many countries laying into Russia for its February 24th invasion. Nuclear threats, allegations of atrocities and war crimes, and ratcheting up its campaign by mobilizing some of its reserves, even as the assembly met. North Korea has now fired a short-range ballistic missile toward its eastern seas, extending a provocative streak in weapons testing as the U.S. aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises. In response to the North's growing nuclear threat, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile launched on Sunday from the western island or inland town, which flew about 370 miles cross-country in a maximum altitude of 37 miles before landing in waters off North Korea's eastern coast. It's possible that Sunday's test could soon be followed with another ballistic launch, as South Korean officials said Saturday that they detected signs that North Korea was preparing